But now what we're going to get is a young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us. And first of all, we all know this, nobody has monopoly on truth. But when you find your truth that's for you, it's so good if you share it. And that's what she's going to do with us tonight. She is probably one of the most faithful children of God. Faithful when it comes to being here to work with healing. I don't believe she ever misses a Wednesday, does she? I think she's here every Wednesday, and I don't know, maybe Sunday also, but I know that she's going to be here. Is that fantastic? Yes. You know, God looks for people that he can count on, and he can count on this young lady that's going to share her thoughts with us tonight. And that is our Carrie.
Thank you, everyone. I am Carrie Anderson, and I am grateful for this opportunity to speak at Millie's Forum. Tonight, I want to talk about a subject that's close to my heart. The importance of being your whole self in the world and the choices that you make. My story of coming to wholeness starts with walking into the old Swedenborg Church in the summer of 1993. To check out Millie's Wednesday night forum. I had no idea that meeting Millie that night would change the course of my life. I had just got out of the regular Navy, ending what had the potential to be a very successful career. All the choices that I made in my time in the Navy revolved around material success. I thought that as long as I checked off all the boxes and did all the stuff I needed to do, then I was on my way to making chief, and I would then have a fulfilling life. That would be my measure of success. And then I'd be happy, and I'd be full, and I'd be whole. But I had already closed down my heart years before, when it seemed like life was too complicated and scary, especially when emotions were involved. And most people that know me know emotions are not something I'm used to dealing with. Shutting down your heart worked. It worked great in the Navy. That was wonderful. I advanced very quickly. But I always felt like there was something missing. I was not living my whole life. And that was fine up until the point when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was on the verge of becoming law. Then things got really bad. All of my hopes of being able to serve openly as a lesbian ended when President Clinton made his horrible compromise with the lives of every gay and lesbian person already in the military. Suddenly, every bigot and homophobe in my unit was now aware that they were serving side by side with people they could not tolerate. And if ignorance is bliss, I was really happy for their ignorance. And the fact that they didn't know I was there because I couldn't be there, that was wonderful. But as soon as this came about, then all of a sudden they started looking around and going like, hey, who else here is like that? If they say that they're here, then we've got to have to hunt them down. And the bigots could not openly persecute us because it was don't ask, don't tell, right? But that wasn't much of a comfort. They would ask each other in the hallways what they would do to people that they suspected. It wasn't pretty, and it isn't anything I can mention here in church. The new policy painted a big target on my back. There was already a target there, but now it was a much bigger target. I had terrible nightmares of being hunted through all the buildings on base. The stress led me to weight gain that I could not let go of. I was depressed and fearful of what would happen to me. I decided not to reenlist in the regular Navy. As a leader in the Navy, I could not support or enforce that policy. I could also not face being kicked out for being overweight. I did not want to wait until I was kicked out for being gay. So what did Carrie with her logical mind do? I joined the Navy Reserves just to hedge my bets. Because at least I'd have a side job, right? And every, you know, every weekend. And they didn't care what you did the all the rest of the time, as long as you showed up every weekend. And I wouldn't have to enforce all those weird policies. And I was like, yeah, that's going to work out really good. But it was just, you know, a matter of hedging my bets. That was the me that walked into the Millie's Forum that day. Fearful, damaged, drained, whining, and living in my head instead of my heart. I started taking Millie's classes on Tuesday night for her spiritual development classes, and soon found out that there was much more to life. I started down the path to wholeness. I could slowly reclaim my heart in these classes. A few times in class, I felt like my heart was just going to explode out of my chest. And then how many people have had that experience with getting messages here or in Millie's classes that you just felt like you were just expanding and your insides were much bigger than what your outsides were? And it was almost kind of like the Grinch, where he had the heart that was 10 sizes too small, and then all of a sudden it was like bloop, 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 and then the little cage breaks off and everything. That is what it felt like. And I'm like, okay, I'm good now. My heart's been expanded. I'm awesome. I can move forward with this. And of course, 6 months later, I'm in the circle. I'm holding hands with somebody. One of my, you know, relatives that passed came through. And it was so emotional and it was so healing that all of a sudden, there goes my heart again. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Just when I thought it couldn't get any bigger, all of a sudden, there it is again. And even though I was doing all this wonderful stuff in Millie's classes, I still spent many years compartmentalizing my life. And this is how I made it through, you know, the first half of my life, was by putting people in little boxes. And it really disturbed me when people would move out of their boxes and I would see them in other situations. I did not realize that I was cheating myself and everyone I interacted with by not being my whole self. My life hit bottom in 2000 after a series of events. My mother passed away when she was 57. The Fraternal Spiritualist Church went through an upheaval, and I could not deal with the resulting energy. And my girlfriend of 12 years decided that we were done. This really got to me. I felt that in the few years that had passed, I had lost everything. I'd lost my mother, my church, my girlfriend, my house, my dogs, my savings, and my job in a matter of so many years. All of my symbols of material success, everything that I based my life on, this my mental capacity, my ability to logically figure everything out, and what I valued, all that was gone, except for my red truck. That I kept. I got the red pickup truck. And it was a slow process coming back. I had to look at everything. I had to look at what really mattered. In 2008, I made it back to the church, the choir, Millie's classes, healing on Wednesday nights, and joined the greeter program. Millie had planted the seeds that were sprouting in my life. Over the years, I learned to ask the right questions. Does this serve me? Does this honor my whole self? Does this bring me into alignment? This made all the difference. In the present day, much has changed in my life. Last month in Reverend Connie's Monday night class, we looked at the phrase, does this choice honor me? And it made a big difference in how I approach the choices I've made since. I found that this one simple question sets up a chain reaction with far-reaching consequences. By honoring myself, I change the energy of every interaction that follows. It speaks to free will. So to paraphrase, freedom opens up when you make conscious choices. How about that? I feel so wonderful. I have a quote from Gary Douglas from his article on A World of Choice, A World of Freedom. Every time that you ask a question, you create a choice. Really, you create multiple choices. Each choice creates a cobweb of possibilities. Each choice slowly but surely leads you to the future you are capable of creating. Also, every choice you make expands your awareness. This should be the purpose of making choices, to expand your awareness of what is possible. So now I ask two important questions. Am I ready? And does this choice honor me? If I can positively answer these questions and move, I can move forward. I found that questioning in this way brought me the confidence in knowing the alignment with my higher self was there. For example, I turned down a dog sitting gig this weekend because I couldn't answer both of those questions positively. In the past, I just would have taken the dog sitting gig and overextended myself with all the commitments and all the stuff I'm already doing this weekend, and this would not honor the dog or me. Doing something out of obligation or greed doesn't serve our needs in the long run. We have free will for a reason, and to not honor that would negate what the universe has set up for us. The universe has a way of working these things out for the best and honoring what is in our best interest. Asking, is this in my best interest, made a profound difference in knowing that I was in alignment with my higher self and gave myself the permission to move forward. I am not dependent on an outside entity to declare what is good in my life. Perhaps I can leave my regret behind if I act in ways that acknowledge who I am. I am right, I am good, I am whole, and I am in perfect time. Now I can truly reclaim my heart. I want to thank all of you here at the forum, my classmates and my friends, for their support over the years. I also want to acknowledge a few individuals who are here tonight. I want to acknowledge Diana Leon for helping me to remove the blocks that held me back and finding a vision for the whole me. I'd also like to recognize Reverend Connie Ferris for getting me to ask the difficult questions and keeping my nose to the grindstone. She's good at that. And my girlfriend, Kimberly Ah, for sticking with me for the last 8 years, even through the process of putting myself back together. And most importantly, to Reverend Millie Landis. Without your lessons, support, inspiration, and love, I would not be the person I am today. Thank you.